Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Thank you very much, Batman. This is Eric Osnes from Home Street Bank Home Mortgage.
Always great to have Batman on the show with us. And this is Reba Haas from Team Reba.
And we are here every Saturday to bring you information on
real
estate
about
finance.
Our announcer.
That's right, on AM 1590. The Answer, you're making fun of our announcer.
Yeah.
And we have to meet that person someday. I wonder if he talks with the, you know, regularly with the same intensity he does.
I don't know.
As
I just want to see
bumper.
If the voice matches the face. You know, like there's sometimes you meet somebody and you're like, I wasn't expecting that.
You know, you just never know.
Yeah.
That might be an interesting one to see.
I think so. He might look like my old bookkeeper, and that would be a shock.
That's right.
Anyway, all right, let's move on. Someday we'll get over that guy. But anyway, I'm excited about having Kyle Kiefer with us from Synapse Construction, because as we get into this with Kyle, and thank you for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, absolutely. Eric, you had brought some stats with you.
Right.
About what's going on in construction right now.
Right. And anybody out there, if you've recently tried to start a project or hire mm-hmm. someone or, you know, do this thing on your own, get a contractor to just show up. You will have experienced
hard.
What's going on, especially in our local market.
Right.
There's a fairly severe shortage of contractors out there, and especially
right.
where we live. There was a recent survey by the National Association of Home Builders that said 91% of remodelers responding to their survey said they've encountered shortages of labor available to perform mm-hmm. mostly carpentry work. And 40% of that 91% said the shortage is serious. And so the categories that are kind of being hit the worst are carpenters, finish carpenters, rough-in carpenters, framers, you know, things like that, as mm-hmm. well as the other trades, you know, dealing with electricians and plumbers and things like that. So it's a big deal right now. And
we've talked before about the fact that Seattle right now has some of the highest cost for labor.
We
along
do.
The entire way. Like, we finally surpassed California.
I'm glad you brought that up, because those
you're welcome.
Those TV shows on, like,
HGTV
and all
HGTV,
that.
HGTV, yes.
Right. You know, that say, I just did this complete flip on this house and it only cost me, you know, $5,000 or whatever.
Yeah. And it took 3 days.
Yeah, it took three days.
Right. With hardly any trouble
right,
at all.
Right. Yeah,
or the trouble they
smoothly.
Found was easily
yeah.
taken care of.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I can't stand those shows.
That's really not the reality in
not at
our
all.
Market here.
Yeah.
You know, and the thing is, when we have
it's
a shortage.
It's not even the reality in those markets.
You're
there's
right.
a lot of
you're
stuff
right.
that they're not,
it's not
actually putting out there. In fact, most of them, they don't even put labor into the information that they're putting on screen. In fact, that
right.
was a conversation with that young mm-hmm. couple earlier today that I had. And they're like, well, isn't a kitchen cost about $15,000 to remodel? And I was like, oh, no.
In appliances.
I'm like,
depends
50.
On what you're doing. Yeah, right.
Start
yeah.
that with a 50 and you've
right.
got kind of a mid-range, you know, or lower end, depending, you know, if you're
right.
if you're doing it yourself, maybe you can do it for
yeah,
15.
Yeah, sure.
But that's really scraping by.
Well, and the thing is, when we have a shortage of labor, you know, what that's going to lead to is, right along that same vein, mm-hmm. higher bids.
Yeah.
You know, higher prices for customers. It just kind of goes hand in hand.
Yeah.
You're going to have delays in getting mm-hmm. the project completed.
Oh, yeah.
You're going to have some contractors that just will flat turn the project down or they won't
yeah.
show up.
Yeah.
And you know, you're going to have a slower rate of getting the paperwork and things like that. I deal with that a lot because I do construction financing and renovation financing.
Right.
So somebody wants to
well,
buy
that's right.
a home
helping,
renovate it.
You're helping some mm-hmm. people that I
right,
know right,
right.
now.
But my gosh, I mean, we can mm-hmm. be delayed quite a bit, weeks waiting on a contractor to respond, you know, to give
yeah.
bids and documents and things like that. So all these factors are things that we have to kind of keep in mind, you know, just
yeah.
with our tight market.
Well, and it's interesting, like, who's even coming in to fill some of the positions. I was doing a walkthrough on new construction just yesterday with a client, and the gentleman who was doing the walkthrough with us, come to find out, he's originally a chiropractor by trade.
Chiropractor.
And he had just moved here from Ohio 2 years ago. Mm. And he got tired of the healthcare system and how difficult it was for him to get paid for his services.
Sure.
Because insurance companies always denying claims and what have you. And he was burnt out by the number of hours. And so anyway, he knew the guy who's running this development crew, and he said, I'm looking for a project manager, and the guy kind of retooled his skills and
oh boy.
Came out and now is running projects.
Well, Kyle Kiever with Synapse Construction. I bet you don't have chiropractors on your staff.
No, but we'd take them.
Yeah.
You know, we got guys with back problems, so that would be nice.
Oh, there you go.
You know, dual purpose.
Could be useful. Yes, could be useful.
Absolutely.
There you go.
Yeah,
there
maybe
you
a
go.
Masseuse or two.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, we could use that.
Oh, yeah. Well, so I'm actually curious. Okay, so first of all, tell everyone who you are and what Synapse Construction is.
Well, Synapse Construction is what I like to call best-in-class exterior construction company, and main focus is siding and windows, and we are not a company that comes and tries to sell you a particular siding or window. We try to be really open to everything. We're exposed to a lot of commercial products in what we do, and we try to bring, you know, lots of ideas and different ways to solve people's problems to the table when we're consulting with them. I liked your story about the conversation you had with your customers that were using the R people.
Oh, yeah.
Because it sounds like you're, you know, selling through education, which is kind of the way that we like to approach it as well. We like to understand our customers' needs and wants. And, you know,
and that's why we started this radio program.
Right.
Because, you know, Eric and I, as you heard earlier, we do a lot of classes and we've been doing education for 15 years. But this was another way for us to get a bigger audience for that. Instead of, you know, it being 10, 15, 25, 50 people in a room, we get access to a lot more ears. And that, to me, is the most important thing, because we're always talking about educated clients or better clients. And that communication we talk about, all of that works to make for a better experience for everyone.
Absolutely.
Right? And bring value into what all the parties are bringing into, you know, whatever it is you're doing, right?
And that person is going to be invested in their decision. So,
precisely.
You know, really helps.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. I'm 100% behind that. So, you know, a lot of, and you may or may not have known this before you came on with us, Kyle, was that we tend to cover four major topic areas, and they're residential insider, investor angle, green building and design is kind of under one pillar as well, and then it's regional impact. So we've had, you know, Puget Sound Energy on here. We've had, you know, energy efficiency guys, solar people. We've had some of the local colleges that talk about the trades. So we've had South Seattle College on recently. I'm on the foundation board for Renton Technical College that has the Construction Excellence Program and a bunch of other things. We just find that there's so much misinformation out there. Like, anybody can get on and Google something, but that doesn't mean the information you're getting is actually correct.
Or that it's going to work for your particular situation.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, like even this Puerto Rican couple, every time we have someone coming, like say from India or Puerto Rico and other market areas where the construction methods are different.
Sure.
There's a lot of education that has to happen for them to understand what it is they're buying, you know, and because, you know, they're used to concrete, you know, block construction. That's completely different than anything we have up here. Foundation types, siding types. And that's why it was so interesting to have you come on the show, because siding is an area that many people really don't understand, I don't think.
Yeah, it's just kind of how your house looks like from the outside. So, yeah, I think a lot of people don't really understand what it's doing from a performance perspective.
Right.
But there is, you know, quite, you know, we look at it from a total house or building envelope perspective, and it's, you know, it really goes beyond, you know, the aesthetics and just keeping water out. It plays into, you know, the efficiency, the energy efficiency of the house or building. We've recently completed a passive house project, if you've ever heard of those.
Yeah.
You know, zero energy houses. And they're, you know, they're quite intense in how they get designed and how they get put together. There's definitely, you know, an increased cost there. But if you look at the lifetime of, you know, the house and the the expenditures that will go on for the energy that they don't use, it pays for itself over time. I don't know what the payoff date is, but they're pretty interesting projects to work on.
Right.
Tell us a bit about that. So what would be the definition of a passive house?
You know, I don't know the actual definition.
Yeah.
I would say from our perspective, it's a super tight house, and it's got almost all of them that we've done two, and the exterior has insulation on it. So it's got, say, like a 2x8 wall that's super insulated, and then another layer of insulation on the outside, and then your cladding.
Wow.
It's
which you don't find in much older homes. I mean, like, I have a 1968 built home, And there's no insulation.
Oh, sure.
That's
yeah,
hard. I mean, yeah, and yeah. We get cold days, and I'm like, oh, even though it says it's 72, it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. You can tell how windy it's outside from your living room.
Kind of, yes. Yes, right. Exactly. Yeah. In fact, actually, I considered doing a whole siding project on my house recently, but ended up, you know, one, because of cost, I chose not. I have like a 3,060 square foot house, so it was going to be a pretty big project. And I kept thinking I would go to like a more modern look exterior. And some of the siding had started to fail. Mm-hmm. And we ended up having some contractors come out and getting some bids on it. And it was not cheap. I think it was a $35,000 bid.
Yeah.
And, you know, I went, okay, how many other projects do I want to be able to do on my house? Because I do love going back into doing green types of projects. But I thought, okay, can I piece it out with the cedar? And that was the other thing, is I talked to an architect who was like, well, the rest of your cedar siding is doing really well. If you can piece it out, might be the better way to go, because they also knew I had plans for like a kitchen remodel and some other things, right? So I just had to figure out, where do I want my budget to go?
Well, right. I mean, there's, if you're talking about green building, there's, you know, there's many options to take, right? And so you have to find the low-hanging fruit that's going to, you know, benefit you most.
Sure, sure.
And, you know, I mean, from my take on it, it's anything you can keep out of the landfill, anything that's going to last a long time, right?
Yeah.
So that's, you know, when in our business, we focus on, you know, putting things together that are going to last for a long time. We have customers that want to use wood siding. It takes a lot of maintenance. It's probably going to end up in the landfill much quicker than a lot of the, you know, newer composite materials. But if that's what they want, we'll do it. But, you know, we try to guide people towards things that are going to last, you know, for a really long time and not, you know, get into the waste stream.
And am I correct that, you know, when you're talking about the envelope of a home, you're really talking about siding and the windows
and the roof.
Yeah.
And the tighter you can make, you know, those three elements, the more efficient your home's going to be, the less energy you're going to spend, you know, right on down the line.
Right.
Yep.
So with your systems or with your, I mean, what's the kind of the, your go-to product right now, or do you have a different sort of solutions for that?
I don't know. That might be a long answer.
It could be a long answer.
Well, yeah, I would say it's the building wrap that probably makes the most difference in those instances. So that technology has actually, you know, been moving quite rapidly. There's liquid applied building wraps, but that's all about, it kind of comes down to assembly, how the assembly performs and the building science behind it.
Okay.
Hold that thought, because when we come back, we're going to learn more about that, some kind of cool different systems and ways to side your home and how you as a homeowner can get involved in that. Stay tuned. More Open House with Team Reba.
Open House with Team Reba on AM 1590. The Answer.